September, big month for a lot of things. Yes, this anniversary of 9/11, but also National Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. And the West Michigan Prostate Health Alliance is teaming up with lots of establishments to raise awareness in this health issue that will affect 1 in 7 men. Glad that you are here, Bob Prevett, director of the WMPHA and prostate cancer survivor. Good morning to you, Bob. Good to see you.
Good morning, Shelley. Thank you.
Matt Michaels from Gravel Bottom Craft Brewery. Should have brought in the beer. Good morning to you, Matt.
Well, I would have. I just need to let me know.
I'm messing with you, although you can come back. Matt, appreciate you as part of this this bond, this establishment you are to raise awareness of this health issue. Bob, we'll start with you. Remind me of the good work that the Alliance does.
Yes. The Prostate Health Alliance was formed last year, 2018. And it comes really as a longer history that dates back to the early 90s with prostate cancer support. But this was a group of guys, 5 of us initially, that had all gone through the prostate cancer experience that wanted to provide something more than support for guys going through prostate cancer, but rather expand it so we got the word out to the community of men in West Michigan that they need to get checked. They need to get checked because catching prostate cancer early detection saves lives, and it's our very important message.
Yes. Where are you in your journey?
Well, I was diagnosed in 2008, and my story is probably a common one. I was in the midst of starting a new business, and it got busy, and in 2007 and 2008, when the market was going down, the economy was in trouble, I put off my physical exams. And I went about 3 years without getting to the doctor. I felt fine. Nothing was wrong with me. I felt great. But I got there, and they ran the usual tests. Unfortunately, my doctor did the PSA screen, and I had an elevated PSA. And that's what led to the diagnosis, and I chose, with a very caring physician and my wonderful wife, to go through the surgery. And I am now 12 years past that event in my life and free of cancer. So I was a fortunate one. And that's what we want to make sure guys get detected early so they too can have a cure.
Thank you for that. We're talking about certainly prostate cancer, but also raising a pint to raise awareness. And again, Gravel Bottom Craft Brewery, Matt Michaels in the house. Are you out in Ada?
Yeah, we're a small brewery just out in Ada, right off Ada Drive next to the Ada Fresh Market.
Just to let you know, after every, I think it's the Grand Rapids Triathlon, you take care of us.
We do.
You
know that event, too.
I do know that event, too, very much so. Almost every year, for sure. So look forward to us the second weekend of June.
Matt, remind
us of Gravel Bottom Craft Brewery. You are a stellar place.
Oh, thank you. We're just a small craft brewery trying to, you know, do some good for our community there and provide that, you know, community gathering place and, you know, be a part of the beer scene here in Grand Rapids. You know, we got involved with the prostate health awareness team here last year. They called me up and said they wanted me to brew a blue beer. Apparently it's really hard to make beer blue, by the way.
But you did it, didn't you?
No, we did a themed beer.
You know,
we're working on how to make it blue. It's quite difficult.
I don't know, sipping the blue beer. I don't know, maybe you do green beer for St. Patrick's Day.
Well, we could do that. That's easy.
You know, we launched our organization on the Blue Bridge.
We did
downtown.
Last year.
We had
a
very big celebration and took over the Blue Bridge. And Matt was there supporting us with his special brew.
Yep.
We had a wonderful evening, and everything has just continued to go forward from last September.
Yes, it's been such a great experience for me. You know, these guys came up to me and said, "Hey, can you brew a blue beer?" I said, no, I can dye my beard blue, but brewing a blue beer is a little bit tough. Nonetheless, you know, I really got involved and got to know these guys. And, you know, the amazing thing is nobody has to die from prostate cancer. It's about this early screening. And, you know, I got to tell you, we haven't talked since, but I went earlier this year, a couple weeks ago, and I did my PSA, which wasn't elevated, thank you. But I got to tell you, it's super easy. It's just a poke in the arm and a quick blood test.
It is. It's a very simple thing. And we have some statistics that say that when guys go to the doctor, they are getting checked. The problem is that not enough guys are getting to the doctor in the first place for their physicals.
Right.
We have some statistics that show maybe less than 20% of all the men that ought to be getting to the doctor are actually going in West Michigan. Yeah. And that's something we have to change. We have to move the needle on that.
Yes, your message is simple. Get checked as the first step. And yes, the second in with you are men, second most common, second deadliest form of cancer. So there we are.
It is. Most men have a pretty good survival rate when they get diagnosed. If they get diagnosed early enough, they have a pretty high probability of a cure, which as was in my situation, I feel as though I'm completely cured after 12 years. But too many men that wait and finally go in with a symptom, by the time you get a symptom, it's usually too late, have advanced cancer, and then the quality of life that they experience, even though they may live a long time, the quality of life that they have won't be as good. So early detection is really your best path to success.
And there's really no reason not to do it. Like I said, it's super easy. It takes not 2 minutes. And it's just a simple blood test.
Right.
Yes, thank you for that reminder. The West Michigan Prostate Health Alliance, yes, teaming up with bars, restaurants, breweries across the area to raise awareness of prostate cancer. So what is happening at your brewery? It's all throughout September that we can...
So we've partnered up this year with, I believe it's 32 breweries around the area. So we've gotten the Beer City Guild involved in this so that we can get, and again, we have the right demographic. And we're just trying to bring awareness. So you can go into these breweries and there's information available. There are some events that we're doing at different breweries as the group comes in and is kind of there to, talk to people that are, interested or want to, more information. So we have actual specific events where the Prostate Health Alliance will be on site at these breweries. And all this information, you can go out and find the details on the website.
What is that website?
The Prostate Cancer Alliance is westmichpha.org.
Thank you for that. Yeah, Muskegon, we have a lot of listeners from Muskegon, Pigeon Hill Brewing on the 24th of September. Again, Cedar Springs is involved, Atwater, 40 Acre Soul Kitchen, and certainly you on behalf of your Gravel Bottom Craft Brewery. What else would you like to share, Matt?
Go out there and get checked and go see these guys. Pigeon Hills and Cedar Springs are great breweries, so I know there's a large number of those breweries on that list when you go out to that website. But, go out there and learn about it and get checked because it's super easy to do. And there's no reason anybody in West Michigan ever has to die from prostate cancer. So.
And we'll have representatives at all those breweries and establishments. We'll be wearing our blue man hats. Yes. So we'll stand out in a crowd and we just hope to engage guys in conversation.
Absolutely.
That's a big part of this is just getting guys to talk. We are a stubborn bunch. We don't talk about sensitive things, but this is something we all do need to share and talk about.
Yep.
Just a couple things I want to add about risk factors is that as guys get to 50-ish, they definitely need to be getting the PSA checked on a regular schedule. That's the average age of diagnosis around 65, but it can happen at much earlier ages, and guys just have to know their own risk factors. Another risk factor is family history. If they have a genetic predisposition, if their father or grandfather or brother has had this disease, they probably ought to be getting checked as early as 45 or age 40. And if they are African American, that is also another major risk factor. So African-American men have a higher probability, almost twice the probability of prostate cancer, and they ought to be getting checked at a much earlier age as well.
Thank you for your passion, both of you. Matt Michaels from Gravel Bottom Craft Brewery, thank you. Bob Prevett, director of the West Michigan PHA and prostate cancer survivor, this West Michigan Prostate Health Alliance, putting an awareness on this National Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.